All the meetings are ordered. Everyone, you guys
look at
the minutes?
Yeah. That's right. I'll make a motion to accept the minutes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll go ahead and do the resolution then. That's the proposed local law number 17, 2014, the local law amending law 19, local law 19 of 2008, prohibiting smoking on all county-owned and leased property.
E-cigarette.
Right.
I'll second it. If I'd like to say that California just passed the law, and they're usually always the first, and it starts coming up this way, that puts, they did a study and they found that nicotine in e-cigarettes is as bad as regular smoking. So now that's been banned, I mean that's in now the criteria of smoking regular cigarettes.
But what about the, are the emissions as bad? It, you know, like the like secondhand smoke? Is this bad? As you mentioned that.
Well, I don't have it in front of me.
I was just curious. Maybe
they said that the nicotine in the
e-cigarettes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Same as regular cigarettes.
I have a copy of it.
Yeah, no, okay. You had brought that last time. I think you had some information. Do you know who did the study? All right.
I should have taken the article with me. I'm sorry. I read it. I have it. I just didn't take it with me.
Whether it's smoke or vapor, you can ingest it secondhand.
Right.
Something like nicotine gum, I don't think you said, you know, like if someone's trying to smoke a patch or nicotine. But this definitely, I think it puts papers in the air, right?
Yeah.
Good, yeah. All right.
I'd love to have the committee's name on it, if anybody's willing to, put their name on it.
I'd like my name on it.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know what I'll do, before I do that, if you can get me any
I'll send it to you.
Okay, just email it to me. I'll hold off
until I have
kind of
myself. Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry, I apologize. I'm not having it with me. I
meant to have it. Okay. I don't have a bug. No, that's fine. Okay.
No, it's
okay. Thank you,
though.
Any other discussion? No? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We will move on.
Thank you, Jenna.
All right. This is resolution number 78, authorizing chairman of the Alsh County Legislature to execute a contract with the New York State Department of Health to continue the children's services with special needs healthcare program. And this is. This is this healthcare program, right? It's for
this is another contract to help fund where our services and others in contact with children can identify children with special needs.
And that's both chronically ill and disabled, right? Physically or Other discussion? No? All in favor?
Aye.
All right. We will move on. Resolution number 79, amending the 2015 budget to accept an additional allocation of funds from the New York State Office of Mental Health to expand Ultra County's mobile health services. I don't know if the committee remembers that was back in August, I think.
That's your head.
Oh, okay. There we go. Jumping ahead here. All right. Yeah, but that was, it created a mobile health unit with the idea that it would help with emergency room visits. You know, it was a direct mobile health team that is dispatched to the person that's in distress, and they give them direct assistance trying to get people out of the hospital, out of the are overutilizing emergency room.
So far, I think it was positive. There were two cases.
Okay, what's the total on that funding? It was like around $400,000 or something like that. Resolution 37, setting a public hearing on proposed local law number 14 of 2014, Well, it's kind of reduced youth exposure to tobacco in school zone laws.
I feel like we're just talking about
we have to talk about it. But I'm saying that there was an amendment.
Yeah, well, I'm happy to say that there's been a lot of cooperation between Erica and Tracy from the county attorney's office.
Mm-hmm.
And Ken, I guess you probably were involved in it too. And I think they came up with a better law to work with. I think it's a lot less complicated than the first one.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm happy with it. It basically does what I have an interest in. I always like to say, for me, I think it's a great opportunity to leave a legacy of something very, very good for young people around our school districts. If it stops one kid from taking that first cigarette, I think it's worth it. And I've also said it's probably not going to happen in my lifetime, probably not in too many of our lifetimes, because those that are already there, the stores, you know, eventually, someday if they sell out and close. But I think it still gives an opportunity for somebody to apply. You know, right, Erica?
Yes, for those sites that are already in existence.
Yeah. And what I like a lot about it too, there are, if I could find it here, the penalties, I think are very reasonable. And what I like the most about it is that there's training and education also associated with it. So it's not like, you know, oh, I caught you and then forget about it. You know, you get an opportunity to go in there and train people to understand.
If I may just supplement what you're saying, I know that one of the students went to the Buffalo, you had mentioned that you were concerned that there was this difference in the violations from those that were within the 1,000 feet and without. And now there isn't that distinction.
Right.
Tracy's made it basically everybody's, it's a level playing field.
Yeah. Do we have a copy of the amendment?
I thought you would have it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I saw it, yeah. And I
didn't tell you what. Well,
No, it's okay. Well, I'm just looking at
it. Tracy has one. I don't have it with me.
I looked at it. Everybody's okay. Everybody else,
okay. The one reasoning that I had for making it a level playing field is that I discussed with a retailer that's right next to a school.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he was fine with the law and he was fine with the penalties, but it should apply to everyone.
Everybody.
You know, not single
anyone
of his store.
The maximum, right?
Yeah. And it only makes sense because you can't get go 1,001 feet down the street and do it anyway. Not that far to walk.
So you're concerned with the traffic.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Great, man.
We've been working on this for a long time. Larry, you see that makes for the Minister of Health, RNA. She's very pleased to see it this morning. And we did a lot of listening. I'm not saying you're a little hard work and appreciate back and forth. And we're going to spend a lot of time with the Minister of Health through it. It's been out there a long time. We think that the law that she's monitoring on the chief as well as the Children's Health Department, protect children. And I think we crafted something here in the end with everybody's input that a lot of us to move this forward and move this forward to some upgrades for residents.
Again, I would certainly welcome anybody that would like to put their name on, you know, as a sponsor.
Sure.
I appreciate it.
Yes, 7 o'clock. It's on our hearing.
Well, is there any other, well, there's no other old business. Is there any new business?
No, except, you know, through your invitation,
right.
Some members of the, Union of State Nurses Association wants to come and address the committee. They're looking at a bill that's up in, been up in Albany, I guess, for maybe a year or so, about state staffing with nurses. So, I think it'd be good to let them come and sign it along, and I'll make sure we have copies of both them.
Okay.
Tell maybe you could, maybe you can send them out to the members. I'll send you the information. It's a Senate bill and an Assembly bill.
Okay. And then you'll
get to Joe? Yeah, I told them March
7th.
Is that the first
Monday? Yeah, I think that's the first Monday.
Yeah, yes, sir. They're concerned about, because it's the state health department that, you know, has this formula that they use, that they, would you say, Creighton?
Yeah, I think it's wonderful. It's right, it's on your floor, isn't it, like when the 40, generally, like when, or is it less?
I think the weather got me. I'm just not cloudy head. I shouldn't have all that stuff with me. But I'll make sure you get a picture.
Sure. They were going to discuss, I thought, in particular, the Benedictine.
Well, they were the ones that were having, having the problem.
The issue, okay.
That Benedictine have any issue.
And I think that we weren't the only ones that they were going to reach out to. I think that they were going to a number of local officials just to discuss the situation. Anyway, that's what I got from the email. So, but it's fine. I think it's something that has to be addressed.
Yeah.
So,
I was there alone, but, I'm sure maybe others won. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I think it's a good idea to have them here. And
I agree.
It has been a problem for a long time.
I'm curious, is there some kind of federal law or something that if the facility is short staffed and your relief doesn't come in, that you have to stay for the next shift?
They can be mandated, but I don't think it's...
Really?
Yeah.
If you're finishing your shift and your relief isn't there, they'll ask you to stay, and you have to stay.
But you can't work. Yeah, I think that there's a number of hours that you can't go over without being relieved for at least, a few hours. Sure. Especially with the weather. Anything else? How are you doing, Chris? You're right.
Arch across the hall.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You can say that.
Can you hold on to the public hearing?
No. It's right in front of the committee. Alyssa, I wanted to give you an update on what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So it's over, and I want to keep you on phone.
Informed,
that's what I meant.
Well, Herb's not here, so we're going to need somebody else to make the motion.
To adjourn.
Make the motion to adjourn. I'll second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. First question.
I know.
Yes. I'm working on it. Yep. don't worry about it.
I'll watch
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Well, because you were separating us.
Mm-hmm.
The germ, wall. No, I was just wondering. That's not a big deal.
I didn't know either.
Yeah.
We talked about it.
Yeah, that's my fault. That's my fault.
So if anybody can,
yeah,
you didn't mention this to me, but you
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
I feel like this is real.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you.